You are Sparta. This is CNN Student News. Thanks to those students in Michigan for getting things started for us today. Now, let's get to the headlines.
Thank you for that welcome. And thank you, Pennsylvania, Delaware, Rhode Island, Connecticut, and New York. Thank you.
Former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney thanking voters in all the states that held primaries on Tuesday. That is because Governor Romney won all of those primaries. During a speech that night, the presumptive Republican nominee sounded like he was focusing his attention on the general election against President Obama. Romney's getting closer to winning enough delegates to officially win his party's presidential nomination. After Tuesday's contest, CNN estimates that he has around 840 of the 1,144 delegates that it takes to be the nominee. The next chance to win delegates won't be until May 8th. That's when the next Republican primaries are scheduled.
Today's shout-out goes out to Mr. Benbow's social studies classes at Fortuna High School in Fortuna, California. This famous landmark is located in Washington, D.C. What building is it? Here we go. Is it the White House, U.S. Supreme Court, U.S. Capitol, or Pentagon? You've got 3 seconds. Go. This building has been home to the U.S. Supreme Court since 1935. That's your answer, and that's your shout-out.
There were two groups of protesters outside that building on Wednesday, people who support and people who are against Arizona's controversial immigration law. Inside, the Supreme Court justices were hearing a case about that law. What it basically comes down to is whether states or the federal government have the authority to enforce certain laws. Kate Baldwin has more.
Two men on the front lines, both fighting illegal immigration, but they couldn't be farther apart. David Salgado is a 20-year Phoenix police veteran. He's supposed to enforce Arizona's immigration law. Instead, he's trying to stop it, and his lawsuit helped trigger a Supreme Court battle.
I think it was a racist law, because that law was basically picks and chooses certain people. When I took an oath over, 20 years ago, they said, I'm going to enforce all laws and treat everyone equal. I can't treat the Hispanics equally because I'm going to profile them.
Glenn Spencer heads a private group that patrols the border along his 104-acre ranch with high-tech equipment, planes, cameras, even testing a sonic barrier.
And so this flashing here would indicate, okay, here we go.
Spencer says he and the state are stepping in where Washington has failed.
This is a wholesale invasion of Arizona. And our federal government is not protecting the state. We're going to make sure that they get all the help and the federal government gets all the help that it needs to do the job.
It's an old fight, but a new battleground. And it all comes down to this, the U.S.-Mexico border and the Arizona law known as SB 1070, meant to crack down on illegal border crossings. But the question dividing this state is who should be enforcing illegal immigration laws.
Vamos por el paso.
SB 1070 requires local police like Officer Salgado to check people's immigration status while enforcing other laws if the police have, quote, reasonable suspicion they're in the country illegally. All in an effort, the state's governor says, to help federal authorities deal with illegal immigration.
They're coming across our borders in huge numbers. The drug cartels have taken control of the immigration, illegal trespassing.
But the Obama administration and the law's opponents argue the federal government alone has power over immigration enforcement.
What happens here is being closely watched by states across the country. A wild card, though. Justice Elena Kagan has pulled herself out of hearing this case, which raises the possibility of a 4-4 split, meaning this election year fight could be pushed to another day. Kate Baldwin, CNN, at the U.S.-Mexico border.